The question you got to ask yourself, are you still selling dental implants or are you selling the possibilities?
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Would you believe me if I said that selling shoes and selling dental implants were exactly the same? You know, Nike was never in the business of selling shoes. They were in the business of selling greatness. Meanwhile, most dentists are still trying to sell titanium dental implants and wondering why patients don't always say yes. Here's what's crazy. Nike does $51 billion a year selling the exact same product as every other shoe company. Rubber, leather, fabric, laces. Maybe not on the laces part, because if you're older like me, you don't get laces anymore. But people will pay $200 for Nikes when they can get the exact same rubber, leather, fabric, laces for $30 from another shoe company. But here's what will change your practice forever. And patients in your market will do the exact same thing with the right case presentation. The question you got to ask yourself, are you still selling dental implants or are you selling the possibilities? Welcome to Dentistry Made Simple, brought to you by 3D Dentists. I'm T-Bone, and our mission on this podcast is simple. Level the playing field for the individual dentist. You shouldn't be getting squeezed from every direction while trying to take care of patients and take care of your family. It's time to start evening the odds. Speaking of leveling the playing field, that's exactly what our tooth replacement therapy program does. We don't just teach you implant techniques. We show you how to present them so patients actually say yes. A live patient training gives you the clinical skills and the communication confidence to transform your case acceptance. Learn more about our live patient and didactic dental implant training at 3D-dentists.com. Now, this episode is for every ambitious associate or young owner or older dog like me trying to build their clinical confidence and income. And if you're frustrated that patients still say no or even I'll think about it when you know the dentistry is right for them, we're going to fix that today by borrowing one of the best business lessons that Nike ever taught us. Let me be clear. This isn't about being salesy. This is helping your patients say yes to the future they want. And if you're still relying on your case presentation checklist and hoping for a yes, you're leaving too many lives and dollars on the table. Now, let's talk about Nike's game-changing discovery. In the early days, Nike's competitors marketed features, rubber soles, arch support, durability. Nike completely flipped the game. They sold speed. They sold grit. They sold the feeling of winning. Now, Michael Jordan's endorsement didn't hurt either. And remember, Michael Jordan didn't endorse the shoes. He endorsed greatness. Nike's breakthrough was understanding that people don't just buy products, they buy an identity. The shoes were just a gateway to becoming the version of themselves they aspired to be. This simple shift took them from a startup in Oregon to a $51 billion empire. Now look, I know dentistry is not trying to, you're not trying to get to a $51 billion empire. But the same shift can take you from doing $1 million to $2 million, from doing a few implants a month to doing dozens of implants a month. And I want you to listen closely. And here's the universal business truth. Every successful business eventually figures this out. They stop selling the thing and start selling the transformation. So here's what we're covering today and how to make that exact shift in your case presentation. we're going to talk about features versus benefits versus outcomes framework. Most dentists are still selling the procedure. You need an implant. We'll use a healing cap. There's a sinus lift involved. And then we wonder why patients ghost us. Here's the framework that changes everything. Features, what it is. Benefits, what it does. Outcomes, how it transforms their life. Got to keep that in mind. In dentistry, it's important for you to understand your patients aren't buying implants. They're buying confidence, comfort, freedom. They're buying the ability to smile at a wedding, to choose steak at a restaurant, to stop hiding their smile. Before you present a case, you got to ask yourself, what does this patient actually want? Not the implant, but what the implant enables. Now, here's the truth bomb. Patients don't say no to implants. They say no to how you're selling them. When I started placing implants, I thought the surgical knowledge itself would sell. I literally talked about torque values, healing caps, single stage surgery versus dual stage surgery, scan bodies, digital scan bodies, all the technical stuff. You know, the patients were nodding, not because they understood, but because they were overwhelmed. And they'd leave with that dreaded, I'll think about it. Here's what I learned the hard way. Don't lead with tools, lead with transformation. Earn their trust by answering their questions after they see the value, which is the transformation. So let's go through an example of this. Here's the wrong approach. You're missing a molar. We'll place a titanium implant, let it heal for 4 months, and then restore it with a custom zirconia crown. Sounds pretty normal. Actually, not that bad. But here's the right approach. Mrs. Jones, you probably notice it's harder to chew on that side, and that's affecting what you eat. Our goal is to get you back to chewing anything you want without worry, and the implant is the best tool to make that happen. Now, take a moment, and let me do that again. Mrs. Jones, you're missing a tooth down there. We'll replace it with a dental implant, let it heal for 4 months, and then restore it with a custom crown. Or, Mrs. Jones, you mentioned that you've been noticing that it's harder to chew on that side and it's affecting what you eat. Our goal is to get you back to chew anything you want without worry. And a dental implant is the best tool to make that happen. Now, think about that for a moment. Which sounds better to you? Version 1 is about the dentist and the procedure. Version 2 is about the patient and their life. And here's the truth bomb. A sinus lift sounds scary, but eating steak with your grandkids, that's priceless. It's selling the same thing, but using a different approach. You know what separates confident implant dentists from those who keep referring them out? Reps, confidence, at-bats. At 3D Dentists, you don't just learn techniques, you practice them on live patients with expert mentors who are practicing dentists. Our tooth replacement therapy program gives you 5 live implant cases and the communication skills to present them confidently. If you're ready to stop watching and sitting on the sidelines and start doing dental implants, be sure to check out 3D-dentist.com. Now, here's the 3-part framework for every case presentation. The outcome, that's what they care about. The path, what you'll do. The support, why it's safe. Now, why is this different? Because some of you might be saying, this is what I do. But what you actually do is you lead with the path, and then you kind of typically end with the path, because the path is, we'll do this, and here's the procedure itself. You very rarely talk about the outcome, and you rarely address the support or how we make it safe. So let's dive into this. Let's go through an example, okay? Let's go through an example for a dental implant. Our goal is to help you chew comfortably again, without worrying about food getting stuck or damaging your other teeth. The implant is the best long-term solution to make that happen. We'll place it with digital guidance for precision, and I'll be with you every step of the way. Now, how does that sound different from what you're saying? Let me get this down to, for those of you that are listening, because this applies to everything in dentistry. Let's go to a crown. Here's the crown example. We want to protect this tooth so you never have to worry about it breaking during a meal. This crown will give you the complete confidence when you bite down. The process is comfortable and will make sure it matches your other teeth. Let's go through a comprehensive example. My goal is to give you a smile you love and teeth that last the rest of your life. We'll prioritize the most important work first and create a plan, a payment plan that works for your family. You know, here's your action steps. Rehearse a 3-sentence pitch for each major procedure you offer. You know, it's got to become like that. It's got to become where it just comes off your tongue. If I say, tell me about a dental implant, it comes off your tongue. You know, it's going to allow you to chew or smile or, you know, not sunken in face, whatever is going on. But you got to learn that from the patient, okay? Make the first sentence outcome driven. You might be saying, hey, I'm not a salesperson. No, you're a health guide, and guides must be convincing. Here's the truth. You're not just offering dentistry. You're offering a better version of their life. Now, look, I know it sounds cheesy. I know it does, but just try it. Just give it a chance and try it. Here's the results when you get this right. You know, I've worked with dentists whose case acceptance, the number of implants have doubled or tripled by not doing any marketing, by simply shifting their confidence and the ability and the way they present cases. No new scanners, no price drops, you know, just better conversions of patients. You know, one of our mastermind members told me the moment I started talking about confidence and chewing and lifestyle, not bone level, not implant sizes, not torque values, he started hearing yes more often. When you sell outcomes, patients trust you faster because you're speaking their language. Decisions are faster because they see the value, because they can see themselves eating more confidently. The referrals increase because you're transforming lives, not just fixing teeth. So let's walk through an implementation of this. Step one, pick one procedure you present regularly. Write down how you currently explain it. So in other words, explain it, you know, just kind of talk it out and write it down, record yourself. Rewrite it using the 3-step framework, the outcome, the path, the support. That's the outcome, the path, the support. Practice until it, step four is practice it until it feels natural. Step five is track your case acceptance rates for the next month or two. Here's the truth. Trust doesn't come from education. It comes from emotion. You know, we learn to trust people not because of the words they say, but the how they say those words, the conviction with the way they say the words, the way they make those words relate to you. And it's no different in dentistry. You know, so here's what Nike really figured out and what every successful dentist needs to understand. You're not just a dentist. You're a transformer of lives. Nike isn't really competing on shoe technology. Honestly, they're probably losing that battle. They're competing on identity transformation. Just do it. They're not asking, how can we sell more shoes? They're asking, how can we help people become who they want to be? The reason Nike dominates is the same reason your practice could dominate your market. Stop selling procedures, start selling possibilities. If this resonated with you, go to 3D-dentist.com and join the 3D Dentist Pro community. It's completely free. You'll get frameworks like this, behind the scenes insights from practicing dentists, and connect with other dentists who are evening the odds and trying to travel the path that you want to path. And if you're ready to stop watching and start doing, be sure to check out our live patient implant training. You don't need more online modules. You need more reps. You need actual patients. You need confidence. And you need coaching from real-world practicing dentists in a safe setting. We'll help you go from referring and watching others succeed with implants to actually doing them with purpose, precision, and profit. So remember, review your case presentation language. Is it loaded with jargon or focused on outcomes? I know it's loaded with jargons. I fall into that trap. And things like this help me remind me of getting focused on what the patient is really after. Rewrite one consult script this week around transformation, not tools. Remember, outcomes, path, security. Okay? And remember, if you want patients to say yes, stop selling the procedure. Sell the possibility. Now, go build something worth talking about. I'll see you next week on Dentistry Made Simple.